Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of June 2017, and this is the 594th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm again rather late in recording this podcast. It's 4:30, and I think I'm still finding it difficult to get back into a rhythm after my break. So again, things seem to suddenly become aware of them. And it's not that I've had a particularly busy day today, no more happening than usual. I am going to the Writer's Cave tonight, so I'm very excited to be going back to that. I'm hoping that there'll be at least one other person there, because otherwise it just feels a bit odd to go out on this cold winter night and and just be alone in an office somewhere in town. Anyway, I'm pretty sure there'll be at least one other person there. And I don't know what's happened to all the other people who were part of it when we started. There were 7 there at one point, and they're just not anymore. So that's a bit of a pity, and I don't know how long the people who are providing the office space are going to think it's worth their while to have someone stay back to open up for us. So, I do hope that this doesn't continue to be such a small number of people. I think part of the problem has been that it has been cancelled so frequently that people have stopped kind of thinking about it. It really needs to be a regular thing. So I am going there, and I shall put my footprints all over it so that they know that someone has been there. It's a bit like keeping those paths on as what are they called, right-of-way paths, current. If you don't keep walking them, they become privatized. Well, at least in England they do. I don't think there's a similar thing here. So that's what I'm doing tonight, and I haven't been writing today since 10:30. I was planning to do a bit of writing, but I had a big treat this morning. I joined Sarah Selecki's Writing Together June. I've now forgotten what it's exactly called, but it's a series of four, I think. It goes, I shall start again. I won't start the podcast again, but I will just start trying to explain myself again. From 9:00 till 10:30 this morning was the first of 4 online communal writing sessions. It wasn't free writing. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to re-record this, so you're going to just have to put up with me not explaining things very well. I'm sorry about that. I don't know quite what's happened to my mind. What Sarah Selecki does during this 1.5 hour is give us gentle prompts to write. And so there are quite a few lots of prompts. I'm trying to think how many. I think there were probably about 7 sections or 6 sections, some of which were multiple prompts. And so that you could just allow your mind to go freely. That's what I meant, rather than free writing, because I don't think prompted writing is exactly free. But what you are freed from is trying to think about the context of what you're writing or what you might have to write next. So it allows you to write without those, I was going to say boundaries, but they're not, they're really kind of a lack of boundary, without those concerns in the back of your mind, the worry about what you're going to write next. And so there were maybe 35 people online together, and we gently went through that. We also had various stretching exercises and a lovely preparation, a sort of meditative preparation at the beginning. Anyway, it was a really wonderful thing to do, and I actually think there are still a couple of spaces open, so I might put a link to the website below this podcast. And it was especially nice today because my neighbour was having a skylight put in. My neighbour who lives, we co-own this house, so we're kind of, we share the same roof space, so it had the potential for being quite disruptive. But sitting here with my earphones on, I was really quite unaware of it, and I think actually it wasn't nearly as loud as I expected, because I've had the roof, my side of the roof is insulated, and I think that really protected me from a lot of the noise. And now it's completely silent, so I'm assuming that it's all been done, or it's finished for the day. But then I'm nearly finished here for the day too. I'm going to quickly make myself some sardines on toast, and then go into town to my writer's cave. And I had to give myself the day of resting my arms as much as possible between an hour and a half of writing this morning and my session this evening, which I mean I'm hope will be quite extended, and I do know what I'm going to be working on. That's often what I'm doing in the hours before going to the writer's cave, so I'm prepared for that too. I do hope that you've had a lovely day too, that that you might have had a treat, or that something might have prompted you into areas you hadn't expected. That is another nice thing of having an outsider prompt you, because you know that it's nothing to do with you. You've got no idea where it's going to be coming from. But if you haven't been able to have an outside prompt, I hope that your inner prompts are similarly full of nice surprises. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.